It's the Morning Update with Drew Klein on 99.9 and AM 1370 WFEA.
And we're back with Rich Girard, who's running for state senate here in Manchester against incumbent Lou D'Alessandro. And we were talking about crime before, and I just want to just highlight that the polls statewide show crime is not a huge issue. It's not one of voters' top concerns statewide. But it is a perennial concern in Manchester, and it sort of leads the race every year in Manchester. And Rich, I just wondered if you're running for a state senate here. What's your take on why that is? Why is crime such a big issue every year in Manchester?
Well, it's simple. It's gone from bad to worse over the last 5-6 years, and noticeably so. It's even gotten to a point where people, I'll give you myself as an example. People have stopped calling the police about crimes they don't get any response on. I have had, there was one night where myself and two of my neighbors had our houses vandalized. We had flags ripped off our houses, damage done to our property, things stolen off our front lawn. All three of us called the police. The police gave us a case number so we could make a report to our insurance company. So after that, after I had two hubcaps stolen off my wheels and three bicycles stolen out of my backyard, I didn't bother to call the police because I knew I was going to get a case number in case I wanted to file an insurance claim. So it has become unmanageable in any number of the city's neighborhoods. People are looking for answers. That's why it's an issue.
Yeah, and so aside from the bail reform issue, are there other things that you think that Concord could do to address this? Just, I know this is kind of off the top of your head, but...
Well, bail reform is certainly a big one. But, I think we have to start taking a look again at minimum sentencing. Hmm. There was just a case here in the city where, you might recall it, the fellow who shot the pregnant woman, mm-hmm. who had been picked up, who had been let go on TR bail back in March. This happened back in June. And he was a felon in possession of a firearm, among other crimes, when he was picked up, and he was allowed to have PR bail on the street. We hear a lot about guns and crime. I think one of the things that we do well to do is take a more a harder line towards people who commit gun crimes. I think we need to start looking at imposing minimum sentences and having zero tolerance for crime committed with guns as a way of sending a message that it is not acceptable. I mean, how many times do we have to hear Chief Oldenburg talk about his task force to cut down on gun crime? Well, what good is his task force to cut down on gun crime if the courts aren't going to enforce the penalties and the judges have enough leeway that they say, well, no, you can get out on PR bail. Sorry, but things like that have got to go.
So what are, aside from crime, in the next 2 minutes or so, what would be your next two issues that you want to address?
Well, education is a big one. There are hundreds of kids in the city of Manchester who have been enabled by education freedom accounts to and the availability of public charter schools to find better educational options for themselves. Senator D'Alessandro has been vehemently opposed to any kind of school choice option, and it's something I strongly support because at the end of the day, we need to do what's in the best interest of kids by providing them options and the opportunity to take advantage of those options, and not do what's in the best interest of bureaucrats and unions. And along that line, the Parental Bill of Rights is a big cause for me. I'm sorry, it's just common sense. If a child is behaving, in a gender nonconforming way or other way that is not what would be considered normal, to have to enable school districts to not only not tell the parents but teach them or require them to lie to the parents about what their child is doing is wrong. It is a complete overreach of government and schools, and I support schools communicating with parents, and I support requiring them when something as basic as a child's identity is being called into question, either by the child or people around the child. That is absolutely a conversation for parents to be involved in, and they can't involve it. They can't be involved when the schools are hiding it from them. And it's not so easy to pick up on it when you're a parent. I have a very dear, close personal friend whose daughter was at a school in a district in southern New Hampshire who was having questions. And not only did the school not tell the parents, they told her to embrace who she really was. And by the time the parents found out, it was an extraordinarily difficult situation that's continuing to, to carry out that family. So, education and the rights of parents, options for kids, choices, and the ability to take advantage of those choices are things that I will fight for and stand for in Concord. Alongside of Governor Sununu, who I'm pleased to say has endorsed my candidacy.
All right. Well, Rich Girard, running for state senate in Manchester. And what's the district again, so people will be able to check?
It's District 20 here in Manchester, which is Wards 2, 3, and 4, and all of the wards on the west side, 10, 11, and 12.
All right. Well, thanks for your time, and we'll do more with you and your opponent as we get closer to the race. Stay tuned, folks.
Thank you, Drew.
99.9 AM 1370 WFEA.